Following the murder of 15-year-old Palestinian Mohammed Abu Khader by Israeli settlers, demonstrations broke out across Jerusalem al-Quds, the West Bank, and Israel. Within days, Israel launched an offensive in Gaza, which has claimed the lives of many civilians. The Palestinian Liberation Organization held an emergency press conference to explain the steps that will now be taken against the Israeli aggression.
The Palestinian Authority has tried many routes, including the UN, asking them to place Palestine under international protection. We have called an urgent meeting for countries which signed up to the 4th Geneva Convention to implement a plan and stop the aggression from Israel. We are finally planning to going to the UN Anti-Discrimination Council to announce Israel as an apartheid state.
The government media spokesman explained that part of Israel's aggression against Hamas has been based on their hatred for the unity government and the reconciliation pact between Hamas and Fatah.
The unity government was created according to the Cairo agreement and was signed by all Palestinian factions. It is important to mention that Israel attempted to stop this from happening, so we have focused our efforts on trying to keep divisions minimum.
The Israeli-Palestinian so-called peace talks broke down in April this year when Israel refused to release the final batch of Palestinian prisoners and announced plans to build new illegal settlement units. As the Israeli bombardment continues to claim the lives of Palestinian civilians inside of Gaza, demonstrations here have been taking place on a nightly basis against Israel's offensive of the besieged coastal enclave. However, Hamas said they would not broker a ceasefire with Israel until they meet their conditions. These include releasing prisoners that they arrested during the incursions in the West Bank and ending the siege on Gaza. Nell Burden for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.